couple of days ago in Michigan, there was a massive protest organized by a conservative group. They surrounded Michigan State Capitol building. They're angry at Governor Whitmer's strict policies about staying at home and closing your businesses, putting many out of work. Now, of course, this has been going on all across the country, but several Democrat governors and mayors and so forth have taken it upon themselves to implement even stronger policies than would normally be acceptable. Now, this whole thing is obviously designed to destroy the economy, whether it's intentional or not. It is having that effect. You can't just force businesses nationwide to shut down and then act surprised when, just this week, 22 million people have applied for unemployment. They act as though they never saw that coming. Well, what do you expect when you force everybody to shut their businesses down? And then they give you the stimulus check, which supposedly will help with your expenses during this shutdown. Well, most people don't have any savings because they live paycheck to paycheck. And $1,200 these days doesn't go as far as it used to. Now, some people are pretty clever about avoiding expenses and managing their money, but a lot of people aren't, and they're not taught to be that way. So that money disappears quickly, and people get angry quickly, and people are getting angry all across the country right now because of this being dragged out as long as they can, and they have their cheerleaders in the media pushing it and running defense for them. Now, in Michigan, some showed up wielding AR-15s, wearing body armor, letting them know that we, the people, do have the right to keep and bear arms, and we have the right to defend and protect ourselves, and that includes our livelihood. And it's not just the shutdown of businesses. It's the lifestyle people have become accustomed to. You can no longer go out to restaurants. You can no longer go to sporting events. You can no longer go to the libraries. Kids don't go to schools. Everybody's lifestyle has been completely changed over the last few weeks. And on top of that, you have an economic collapse. From the best economy ever to the worst ever, potentially, in just a few weeks, if this doesn't stop. Now, Trump is doing everything he can to get things back up and running. And he has provided a 3-point plan to get it going again. And it sounds pretty good. And he has the people around him, including the deep state Dr. Fauci, supporting it. Now you got these governors like the Michigan governor, Whitmer, who is blocking these plans. Because why? They think it will help destroy Trump's reelection. And that's really what this is all about. You know, they tried the Mueller hoax, and that didn't work. Then they tried the impeachment hoax, and that didn't work. And right after the Senate shut down the impeachment hoax, what happened? They rolled out the coronavirus. And ever since then, that's all they've been talking about. And they think somehow, they don't even have a coherent plan for pulling it off, but somehow they think this is an opportunity to bring down Trump. It's almost as if the people on the left need some kind of hope that they're going to be able to get him, that they're going to be able to stop him and defeat him. You know, it might help if they had a coherent message and they had a coherent candidate, unlike the senile Joe Biden, who can't even make a prepared speech without fumbling and bumbling and making mistakes. He's barely coherent. He's barely able to be out in public. And yet they're putting him up as an alternative to Trump. Somebody compared it just the other day to Mike Tyson taking on a 3-year-old in a debate if they ever put Trump up against Biden. I don't know if the Democrats are so delusional they think they can pull this off, but they're obviously not planning this out carefully, just like they haven't planned anything else out carefully. Even across mainstream media, and many people on the left have to admit Trump has done a good job handling this coronavirus situation. It hasn't worked out the way they thought it would. It almost seems as though everything they do is doomed to fail. And when their hope is gone, on November 4th, 2020, 2020, when they wake up and they realize they lost the election, that's when you're going to see all this frustration going to come to the surface. And that's when they're going to have to be dealt with. The people aren't going to stand for it, as you see in Michigan. They're fighting back. So this is going to crumble, just like every other thing they've done is going to crumble. And then finally, we can have some sanity return to this country. You know, what we've seen over the last few weeks has been not normal in any way. It is the most abnormal situation I've ever seen, and I think anybody's ever seen in America. In Philadelphia, just a couple of days ago, a video clip has emerged showing a man being dragged off a bus by police because he was not wearing a face mask. One of the police appeared to verbally threaten to tase the man. And some police are also checking to see if riders on these buses are making essential journeys, as if we have to give an excuse to the police to justify our existence. All these cities are run by leftists, so they like to enforce their dictatorial rule on as many as they can and try to get away with as much as they can. So the question is, how long can they keep this up? These lockdowns will only continue if the authorities maintain the public's consent. And if they become too overly heavy-handed, too far against the will of the people, it cannot continue. And they know that deep down. They won't admit it, but they'll back off if they're forced to. This lockdown, it's getting old, and it's time to go back to the way it should be. It's time to go back to a normal life. Trump is pushing for it. It's the will of the people, and it will be done. Whether the leftists and the media and the political establishment like it or not, that's the way it's going to be. And if the people have to rise up forcibly to make it happen, that's what will be. Hasn't happened yet, but it's going in that direction. They need to be taught that if they don't do the will of the people, then the people will force them. God has given us freedom, and we have to make the people in power realize that their power is limited by the people and by the freedoms that God has given us.